It's important to tell the truth. Hello and welcome. Today we have a story about Craig and his family. We rejoin Craig and his family at the lunch table. They're having a routine lunch. It's normal. During the lunch, Craig asked his parents, "Can I go bike riding with Trevor?" Now, Craig's mom looked at him and said, "Well, certainly you can, because you have a bicycle and you know how to ride it. So for sure, you can go to the park." Were you asking if you may go to the park? Now, Craig had heard this before and knew what she was doing. She was correcting him, but she was doing so in a very lighthearted way, and he didn't really mind it. So he looked at her and smiled and said, "May I go to the park today?" His mother replied by saying, "Okay, but you and Trevor should just go to the park. I don't want you two riding all over this end of town. Just go to the park and then come on back." "Okay, Mom." So after lunch, Craig got on his bike and rode to Trevor's house, and the two of them went to the park. The park has a bicycle path that's paved, and it's very long. So they were tooling along this bike path, and they got to the lake, and they went around the lake, and they got to the other end of the park and stopped. Trevor turned to Craig and said, "Let's go on over to the field." Craig said, "Well, my mom and dad said that I should just stay in the park." Trevor responded, "Come on, it's just a couple of blocks. Nobody will know. I got something I want to show you." And against his better judgment, Craig decided to go with Trevor to the field. Now, the field is a very large vacant lot. It has grass that has grown up to a height that's above the knees of the boys. This time of year, the grass is very dry. And then there are some bushes and small trees. This is why they call it the field. The kids call this vacant lot the field. Now, if it had big trees, they would call it the woods. But because there are no big trees, they call it the field. When they got to the field, they put their bikes aside in the grass, and they started following a game trail. This is a funny thing for Craig, because he had heard this term, game trail, and he thought that that meant that these paths through the grass were formed by children playing games. He didn't realize that these paths had been made by wild game, like deer, rabbits, foxes, raccoons, and of course in this area, dogs. But he only learned that a game trail is related to wild game this year. He had misunderstood that term. So they followed a game trail into the center of this field, and there was a collection of several big bushes and a couple of small trees. These big plants formed kind of a semicircle, and the boys liked it because they were hidden from view. There was a log that they had pulled in there, and they used it as a bench. They had been to this location before, of course. When they got into their hiding area in the field, Trevor opened his backpack and pulled out a small box. He showed it to Craig. He opened the box. Inside it, Craig saw two cigarettes and a book of matches. "Wow! Where did you get those?" Craig asked. Trevor said, "From my uncle. I swiped them when he was visiting us the other day." "Wow," said Craig. "Are we going to smoke them?" Trevor said, yep. At this point, Trevor took one of the cigarettes out, opened the matches, and clumsily struck a match, lighting the cigarette. He puffed on the cigarette to get it to burn, and this was successful. He shook the match, threw it in the ground. He puffed on the cigarette a few times and got it burning very well. And then he took a small inhalation, which caused him to cough. The second time he inhaled was easier. He looked at Craig and said, now it's your turn. Craig took his cigarette, took the matches, and lit the cigarette. He mimicked what he had seen Trevor do and what he had seen adults do in the past. He got it burning, and he held it in his fingers like this. He looked at it and marveled. He was smoking a cigarette. How cool. Trevor said, now it's time to inhale. Craig said, I don't know how to do that. He said, it's easy. What you do is pull a little bit of smoke into your mouth and then take a breath. That's the way it will work. So Craig did just that. He got a mouthful of smoke and then took a deep breath. That caused him to cough immediately. When he regained his composure, Trevor reassured him, said, second time's easier. Craig did it the second time, and it was easier. He inhaled several times, but then he started feeling a little dizzy and a little sick to his stomach. He wasn't sure what that was all about. Now, about the time that Craig was feeling badly, Trevor had inadvertently touched the end of his cigarette to a blade of grass, and it had started to burn. Now, he was amused by this. So, he puffed on the cigarette, got the end of it bright red, and touched his cigarette to the dried grass toward the bottom of the dried grass next to where he was standing. He started about five blades of grass burning and sat there and watched them burn. But there was a light breeze, and the breeze blew the flames from these little blades of grass into a much larger clump of grass, and it flashed. So within a few seconds, this little fire started from this little cigarette was now the size of a washing machine. Craig looked over and saw this and said, Trevor, what are you doing? There was a pause as Trevor thought what he needed to do, but things are getting out of hand very quickly. The fire is growing, and both boys are getting scared. Trevor said, let's get out of here before somebody catches us. At that point, Trevor threw his cigarette into the developing fire and took off to the bikes. Craig followed on his heels. The two boys got to their bikes and rode away, making their way back to the park. When they got to the park, they looked down the road to see what was going on, and they noticed the column of smoke coming up from the field. Within a couple of minutes, they heard sirens, and then they could see the fire truck way down the road coming toward the field. They watched from the park as the fire truck stopped. The firemen got out and took care of this fire that they had started. Well, at this point, the boys had had quite enough. Craig was feeling terrible, dizzy, sick to his stomach, and he wanted to go home. So they decided to ride home. It took about 15 minutes, and when Craig got home, he put his bike away and went into the house. When Craig got into the house, he saw that his parents were in the living room. Now, this was very unusual. When he came in, his dad said, "Craig, come in here. We need to talk." "Oh, no. This doesn't sound good," thought Craig. He came into the room and stood before his parents, who were both seated. "Where did you go today?" Craig said, "To the park." "Did you go to the field?" "No, Dad, we went to the park." "You sure you didn't go to the field?" "Dad, we went to the park." At this point, Robert stood and approached Craig. He bent down so their faces were inches apart. He said, "Look me in the eye and tell me that you did not go to the field." Craig looked at his dad and said, "We went to the park." His father stood up straighter now and said, "Let me have your right hand." Craig brought his hand up. His father smelled it. Said, "Okay, now the left one." He repeated. He said, "Now sit down and listen." Craig felt horrible. This was not going well. Robert said, "This is what really happened. You and Trevor went to the park, as you said, but then you disobeyed us and went to the field. And then you smoked cigarettes, and you two set that field on fire. And then you came back here and lied to your mom and me." The jig was up. His dad somehow knew everything. He said, "How did you know all that?" His dad said, "Well, I wasn't born yesterday. The lady down the street saw you boys leaving the field as the smoke was developing. She's the one that called the fire department so that the fire got under control. And you had cigarette smoke on your breath. Your right hand smells like cigarettes. You're right-handed." There was a pause. Nobody said anything. And then Craig said, "I don't feel very well." His mother, who is usually very comforting to him, said, "Well, there are two reasons you might not be feeling well. One, the effects of that cigarette you smoked. And two, you lied to your parents. That should make you feel terrible as well." Another pause. His father said, "You're grounded. Your mom and I will discuss how we're going to handle this. I'd like you to go up to your room and think about this and think about how important it is for you to tell the truth. You are 11 years old. In 2 years, you're going to be a teenager. In a few years after that, you're going to be a young man. You're a Boy Scout. The Boy Scouts didn't teach you this. A Boy Scout is truthful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, right? You seem to have forgotten that truthful business. So I want you to go upstairs and think about what you've done and how you're going to change what you do in the future." Craig walked toward the door, and his father says, "One more thing." Craig turned and faced his father. He said, "Craig, you are still our son. We still love you. We'll get through this. Now, head up to your room. We'll talk about this some other time." So that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below, and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.